From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Hurricane Irma is now a Category 4 storm and has slammed ashore at Key West, Florida, early Sunday with whirling winds and pounding rain, leaving behind a trail of destruction across fragile Caribbean islands. And VOA reporter Tobias Hassell has been hunkered down in a Miami hotel and says although the brunt of the storm isn't expected there until late this evening, he's already seeing and feeling its effects. Outside his window, he says there's debris everywhere and even a traffic signal on the ground. Crossing the Caribbean, Irma left at least 25 people dead and catastrophic destruction everywhere. Among the islands hardest hit was Barbuda, which was virtually flattened. And one woman in neighboring Antigua, arriving back in London, talked about the destruction there. Back in Florida, where nearly 7 million people were asked to evacuate ahead of Hurricane Irma's landfall, the highest sustained winds are now about 210 kilometers per hour. The death toll from the massive earthquake that struck Mexico Thursday night has risen to at least 90 after emergency services in the southern state of Oaxaca said late on Saturday there had been 71 confirmed fatalities in that state alone. At least 15 people died in neighboring state of Chiapas, that's according to local authorities, while another four deaths have been blamed on confirmed in Tabasco in the north. The 8.1 magnitude quake that struck off the coast of Chiapas on Thursday was stronger than a devastating 1985 trembler that flattened swaths of Mexico City and killed thousands of people there. This is VOA News. Rohingya insurgents in Myanmar have called for a month-long ceasefire starting this Sunday in order to allow humanitarian aid there. The violence has left at least 400 people dead and thousands of Rohingya have left to Bangladesh. At least three people were killed and 13 others wounded after a suicide bomber blew himself up at a tea shop in the central Somali town, the police and witnesses say. Three journalists are among the wounded, and witnesses told VOA Somali that the explosion was loud and shook the area. Nancy Hatch Dupree, a prolific American expert on the history of art and archaeology of Afghanistan, has died at the age of 90 after battling an illness in a Kabul hospital. Dupree arrived in the country in 1962 as a diplomat's wife and dedicated the rest of her life to collecting and preserving the war-shattered country's cultural heritage. In 2013, she founded and opened the Afghanistan Center at Kabul University, the first facility of its kind in the country dedicated to the study of Afghanistan's history, culture, and society. The late historian was the director of the center until recently. In several VOA interviews over the years, she said that Aku was inspired by the work and vision of Louise Dupree, renowned archaeologist and scholar. The head of the United Nations peacekeeping forces says that rising ethnic tensions in Central African Republic are likely to spur greater conflict between the Muslim and Christian communities unless action is taken to defuse the situation.
The hurricane itself was like being in a nightmare. And
UN Undersecretary General for Peacekeeping Operations Jean-Pierre Lacroix says ethnic hate speech is running in parallel with an increase in violence in Central African Republic. Lacroix says it is a key responsibility of the leadership and all those who have an influence in Central African Republic to counter those messages. War between the Muslim Seleka and Christian anti-Balaka armed groups broke out in 2013 after Seleka rebels toppled the Christian president François Bozizé. Peacekeeping Chief Lacroix tells VOA every effort is being made to redeploy UN forces on the ground to try to mitigate the impact of this violence and to protect civilians. The United Nations is trying to reconcile the two ethnic communities by working with religious, civic, and political leaders from different walks of life. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
And find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.